Good morning. If you have your Bible, will you please open it with me to the book of Acts? Scripture reading this morning will be Acts, the second chapter, verse 37. Once again, that is Acts, the second chapter, verse 37. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?
I want to join Randy in welcoming everyone here with us this morning. If you're visiting with us, you are indeed an honored guest. We'll hope that you'll stick around for just a few minutes and let us get to know you a little better. James just read for us Acts chapter 2. In verse 37. In Acts chapter 2, we read of the first gospel sermon preached there by Peter and the other apostles. At the conclusion of that sermon, a question was asked. Men and brethren, what shall we do? We might add to that there what is most definitely implied. That is, what shall we do to be saved? We'll get to that in just a moment. In Psalm chapter 9 and verse 17, the psalmist wrote there, The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. We're going to take a different approach to what may have been asked there in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, what was asked by the Philippian jailer that we'll notice in just a moment. The title of our sermon this morning is, What Must I Do Not to Be Saved, but What Must I Do to Be Lost? The title of our sermon this morning. Now in Acts chapter 2, that sermon was punctuated by that question that has transcended time. What shall we do? And then the Philippian jailer asked the same great question. To Paul and Silas, after the prison bars had been opened, they had been loosed from prison, he's getting ready to fall on his sword. Paul tells him not to harm himself. And the Philippian jailer calls for a light. Runs down, throws himself at their feet, and he asks the great question, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Now the statement by those in Acts 2 and the statement by the Philippian jailer, both of them ask, What must I do to be saved? However, as I said, our lesson today is, What must I do to be lost? What do I have to do to be lost? And friends, very rarely, if ever, will a person ask that question. Now here are a couple of questions I would like for us to consider as we go through our lesson this morning. Number one, what must members of the Church of Christ do to be lost? Number two, what must those who are not members of the Church of Christ do to be lost? Now friends, this is not a new sermon. In fact, I haven't heard many what we might call new sermons. And so I hope you accept some of the ideas I have on the subject this morning. Now, as we think about what must I do to be lost, we must first consider just what it means to be lost. Now, here are 10 things I'd like for us to consider this morning before we actually get into the meat of our lesson. 10 things to show just what it means to be lost. Number one, if one is lost, it means that he is separated from God in Christ. Matthew 25 and verse 32. Number two, if one is lost, that means he will never see that city of gold that we read of in Revelation 21 and verse 9. Verse 18 in Revelation 22 and verse 5. Number three, if one is lost, that means that he will never be seen around the throne of God. Isaiah 35 and verse 10. Psalm 11 and verse 4. Number four, if one is lost, that means he will never get to rejoice with the redeemed in heaven. Again, Isaiah 35 and verse 10. Number five, if one is lost, that means he will never again be able to hear the beautiful voice of an infant or a child. Number six, if one is lost, friends, that means he is to be cast out into outer darkness. Matthew 25 and verse 30. Number seven, if one is lost, that means that he will be cast into unquenchable fire, of which Jesus speaks in Mark 9 and verse 43. Number 8, if one is lost, friends, he will go where the worm dies not. Mark 9:48. Number 9, if one is lost, that means that he will be cast into everlasting punishment. Matthew 25:46. And finally, friends, number 10, if one is lost, there will be weeping, there will be wailing, there will be gnashing of teeth. Again, Matthew 25:30. Now, that question, what must I do to be lost? What is it, as a member of the Lord's church, must I do to be lost? Now, ask yourself this question. Am I doing the right things to be lost? Someone says, oh, you've gone and done it this time, preacher. This is about the most negative sermon you've ever preached. Friends, it sure is. To start, as a member of the Lord's body, do not follow the Bible. You take that Bible and you prop up a table leg or you hide a stain on your coffee table with it. A lot of brethren are doing that already, so you're not going to be alone. Whatever you do, if you want to be lost, don't read it. Don't read that Bible, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Here's what the Bible is going to tell you. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be perfect or complete, truly furnished unto all good works. Now, friends, you just do what's right in your own eyes. Remember now, we're asking the question, what must I do to be lost? You don't read, open that Bible. Don't even be around that Bible. You see, the Israelites in Judges 21:5, they had it in themselves. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Forget what God has to say if you want to be lost. Someone says, I've never heard anything like this. This preacher is telling me, giving me expert instructions on how to be lost. Friends, if you want to be lost, whatever you do, do not read Proverbs 30:5. Because there the Proverbs writer tells us, because every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in Him. And for that matter, don't go near Proverbs 3:5 either. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. You follow your own thoughts. Go after your own ways. Don't listen to the Bible. Don't listen to God. While this book is telling us, in all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:6. Don't go and do what the Macedonians did in 2 Corinthians 8:5. While Paul tells us there, the Macedonians gave themselves wholly unto the Lord. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Whatever you do, don't give yourself to the Lord if you want to be lost. Peter said in Acts 5:29 that we were to obey God rather than men. There goes Peter, always telling us what to do. God's inspired writer, always telling us what to do. I'll obey who I want to if I want to be lost. Husbands, now I don't want you to go out and provide for your families either. That's what Paul tells Timothy, isn't it? 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now husbands, don't go take care of those families and fall into this trap if you sincerely want to be lost. You know, this being lost stuff is going to be easy, isn't it? I don't even have to bring those children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4. You didn't want, and wives, don't obey your husbands. You didn't want to do it anyway sometimes, so here's your chance. Titus 2:5 says to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, obedient to your own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Now wives, tack that list to your refrigerator door. You don't have to do any of those things anymore if you wish to be lost. Children, don't you dare Obey those parents if you wish to be lost. See how easy this being lost business is? It's easy. Whatever you do as a child of God, do not keep His commandments. Why? You want to be lost, don't you? Please, oh please, do not give of your means and time to the church either. This way, you can help lots of other people be lost as well. Why purpose to give your money when all you have to purpose in your heart to be lost is nothing? Keep your money in your pockets. It's yours anyway, isn't it? Dear friends, do you understand this sermon? The Lord gives us a choice. The Lord gives us a choice. All you have to do, if you wish to be lost, is choose not to do anything. Why come to Bible class? That forces the teacher to have to prepare a lesson. It gives the visitors an idea that we're a bunch of fanatics. And it adds an extra hour to those other two, to those other two out of the 168 during the week that you have to spend down at the church building, using up gas to get there and electricity after you get there. Now wait a minute. Some have the impression that once one becomes a member of the Church of Christ that you're saved. They say, well, I didn't think a member of the Church of Christ could be lost. I thought once you were saved, there wasn't anything you could do to be lost. I mean, as they say, if you're really saved. Notice Matthew 13, 40 through 43. Christ giving a parable there concerning the tares and the wheat. Now remember, if you want to be lost, you don't want to be looking at this. Christ says there, as therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Friends, what is Christ saying there? Friends, He's telling us that Christ is, or rather that hell is still wide open. It's not even close to being full. Oh yeah. One area I almost forgot. If you want to be lost, don't visit the sick. You might give them a little pleasure and comfort. Remember, now we're giving easy, simple to follow instructions so that there's not going to be any confusion for us on how to be lost. And another thing, friends, in every faithful congregation of the Lord's church, I see those meddlesome people going around studying with and saving souls. Don't do that. Don't be a soul winner if you're working toward being lost. You just keep Jesus Christ a secret. Keep it quiet. Keep it to yourself. And that way you'll have more evenings free to watch all that quality television and go out with the girls or have nights out with the guys. You need to relax anyway after those high pressure days making that money that isn't going to God anyway. But it does give you an opportunity, the means to go out with the boys or the girls. Am I making my point? Solomon said, he that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs 11 and verse 30. What did he know? What did Solomon know? You think about Solomon. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines, and he's supposed to be smart. Paul writes in Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, word or deed, do all in the name, you finish it. Of the Lord. Ephesians 4 and verse 32 records that we are to be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sakes hath forgiven you. You want to be lost, friends? Don't be nice to people at the worship assembly. You fight them. You gossip about them. Most of it's probably going to be true anyway. What must I do to be lost? Preacher, that's negative. No, friends, it's positive if you want to be lost. Now, that's for members of the Church of Christ, members of the Lord's Church. Now, friends, what must a person who is not a member of the Church of Christ do to be lost? Friends, if you're not a member of the Lord's Church, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, and you want to be lost, the first thing you do is you stay right where you are. You do not obey that gospel that they keep talking about week after week. Why come ye out from among them if you're working toward spending eternity in that place that has been prepared for the devil and his angels? That place we call hell. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17 and Matthew 25 and verse 41. You stay in that man-made church. You continue to obey the doctrine and commandments of men rather than those of God if you want to be lost. In Matthew 15, 1 through 9, we're told there that then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, but whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, Jesus says, well did Isaiah say of you, prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Notice what Jesus says here now. If you want to be lost, you follow this last part. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. You stay in those man-made doctrines. In that vain worship, if you want to be lost. Now friends, I hope this is helping you. I know of no convenient, easy-to-follow set of instructions that can be used as a checklist so that your destiny can be assured for that place to which you're speeding with wide open eyes. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9 says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, Paul says, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. And notice this, and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Friends, if you want to be lost, you're not a member of the Lord's church, you just stay that way. Someone says, now, preacher, I know I need to change. But friends, if you want to be lost, you just take all the time in the world. There's no hurry if you want to be lost. Wait until the day before you die. Take a look at the church and simply continue on to eternal torment. You're probably causing torment to those that love you right now in this life, but that's all right. You're getting to enjoy what you like. You want to fuss and argue and gripe at folks? Relax. Go to it. Always have something bad to say about somebody? Don't change. In this wicked world in which we live, we have to put up with all sorts of foolishness. In regards to people that misuse you, that backbite, that tear down your character, that step all over you and keep going, let me tell you something, friends. You'll have the great honor and privilege of spending all eternity with those same folks if your desire is to be lost. Let's put away our Bibles. Take out our song books. We're ready to sing the invitation song in just a moment. Now, at this time, I'm about to extend the invitation. I'm going to extend an invitation to those who are interested in saving their immortal souls. Those that are working toward ending up in a lost condition, you just stay right there in that pew where you are. Don't come up here. You're telling me I know that I need to obey the gospel, but I'm not going to come. Why won't you come, friend? Preacher, I've already told you that I do not want to be saved. I want to be lost. As it seems, we're giving equal time to the devil today. He loves this kind of sermon. If you want to defeat him, however, get up now. And you walk down that aisle. But if you want to wait for that home prepared for the devil and his angels, when you could come here to the front and you could obey the gospel or rededicate your life to that one who defeated the devil long ago, why not today? Friend, if you're here having never obeyed the gospel of Christ, my question for you is, do you want to be lost? If the answer to that question is yes, you just stay right there. But if the answer to that question is a resounding no, friends, I invite you to come this morning and be immersed in water for the remission of sins so that he may add you to his church. There's just one. Friend, are you here this morning having done that? Do you have a desire to be lost? Have you sinned in a public manner? Would you repent of it publicly? Would you rededicate your life to God Almighty? Friend, if you have a desire to be saved, to defeat Satan, would you come right now while we stand and while we sing?